Its metallic composition seemed in perpetual motion, rippling and glistening like a pool of oil. Three ponderous iron bars were bolted across the frame to prevent it opening outward, each engraven with mystical runes beyond my comprehension. The knocking came again. Rapid, urgent, a prisoner desperately calling for aid without wanting to alert the guards. Hello? Someone in there? A hissing sound like high-pressured steam bursting through the confinement. The bolts and the iron bars were beginning to slide outward. I rushed back to the balcony in search of my guide, but so far below he had merged seamlessly with the throng. Behind me, a clanging sound had me jump. The first iron bar had dropped off the ground. Can anyone hear me? But it was utterly alone. I took a half dozen steps back towards the stairs, but at the clang of the second iron bar, I indecisively spun back. And why not? What was the worst that could happen? Now that I was already dead, the sentiment didn't endure through the dropping of the third bar. The whole door shimmered like a mirage in the desert. Then, without motion or warning, it was gone. Bile rose in my throat the instant I saw the creature. My legs buckled beneath me and I crashed hard to my knees, vomiting profusely upon the ground. It wasn't food. Heaving again, my whole body convulsing from the swelling pressure, I released another dark torrent of blood, lumps of degraded flesh, and even what appeared to be an entire rotting organs, which laboriously wiggled up my throat and out of my mouth. I'd almost forgotten my own death for a while, but I immediately became clear that I had not escaped as far as I thought.
Come in,
the creature commanded. I was powerless to refuse, crawling through my own vomit, not daring to look up again. I passed through the open door. Seeing it once had been enough. The humanoid being was swollen to the size of a cow, bloated with gas which unevenly malformed its corpulent frame. Open sores covered its body, weeping blood and pus to stream down its nakedness so thickly that it almost seemed a garment. Gaping mortal wounds punctured its chest and belly in many places, allowing clear sight all the way through its broken, uneven ribs. Somehow, worst of all, the unblemished face of a young boy stared out from the mockery of a human life. Are you alone? More alone than I'd ever been. I nodded, still not looking up. The room itself was minimal in the extreme. A concrete prison cell that no comfort besides thin bamboo floor mats.
Not anymore.
It said, hot, fetid air blowing across my face with each word. Who are you? I asked.
The final prize. Come, sit with me. Be at ease.
My body tensed so sharply that I thought I was about to vomit again. I remained on my knees. Why would anyone want to... I stopped myself, but the child simply laughed with a sound like wind chimes.
No one would, but being at the top doesn't mean the best. It simply means that I have the greatest capacity to do good or evil. I can create life or end it. Does that sound like a power you would want to have?
I shook my head, finally daring another glance. The creature had leaned forward on its mat, its terribly perfect face mere inches from mine. The boy sighed and leaned back once more.
Me neither. Which is why I remain in this place. My influence is too great, and any good or evil I bring into existence is multiplied countless times. If I allow that to happen, then I will die with so many points that I am forced to be reborn within the same cursed form.
So you have the power to do anything, but instead you just sit here and do nothing?
Not nothing. I want to die. That's the only way for me to reset to 0 points and have another chance to begin again. Unless, of course.
The child's face was drawing closer. The stretch was too foul to breathe through my nose, but even having the air enter my mouth was enough to taste its rot.